Utah has a reputation for being packed with talent, and with breakout artists like Shadazy, Imagine Dragons, and Royal Bliss, Utahns don't have to set their sights on Hollywood because, according to Isaac Halasima, native Utahn and well-known music video director for Imagine Dragons' hit video Gold, Utah is making a name for itself in an industry known for its competition.
But I see her in the sky, near that river bend. She's the moon, she is dressed in white.
That's the group, the National Parks, out of Provo, singing Bird's Eye from their first album, Young. Having formed just 2 years ago, they're already preparing to release their second album this spring. Oh, and did I mention they're doing this having been on tour and working full-time jobs while going to college?
Yeah, it's kind of been crazy. Mostly we tour during the summers, and so we don't go to Springer's summer term so we can hit the road. And as far as keeping the band going while we're in school, it gets pretty busy. It's like having another full-time job.
Because next to you, I see heaven's gates. So night don't end.
That's Brady Parks, the lead singer. He says their fans might be surprised with their new album.
This album is going to be a little bit different. We've shifted genres and gone into more indie pop than the last album, which was more indie folk. We've added a lot of different instruments to make it a really full sound. We've gotten bigger with this album, and I think people will be a little bit surprised in a good way, I hope.
Park says they've partnered up with a company to include their fans in the process of making this new album.
We've teamed up with this company called Pledge Music. It gives fans an opportunity to see what's going on during this whole process, and if they want to donate, they can do that to be a part of it, and there's some really great things that we'll be providing, such as a private concert.
Park attributes their fast-growing success to people who saw their vision and jumped in with both feet.
We want to be able to touch people and help them through our music in some way. In the music industry, there is sometimes not a really great influence. It can be kind of dark at times, and so we want to have music that really inspires and uplifts.
'Cause the morning brings the sun, and I will lose you when the night is done.
Halasima and his peers say as long as Utah musicians maintain their strong work ethic and professionalism, coupled with talent, groups like the National Parks can find success in an underdog state. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Melissa Allison.